Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But right now, we go out to the WadeFord.com hotline, and we welcome in our man Joe Patrick, Braves reporter, who's also going to dip into the world of soccer today as he's covering the Five Stripes and Mercedes-Benz against Columbus today. Joseph, what's going on, man? How you doing, bud?
Nick, it's good. Good to talk to you. It's been a while. And yeah, a lot going on right now with both Atlanta United and the Braves. So happy to talk about everything that's going on now.
All right, let's chop it up. I want to start with what we were just talking about. I did about 7 or 8 minutes on. I was just seeing some Braves fans on Twitter this week, and I guess Braves Twitter is a dangerous place to live, but they were saying, well, you know what, if Atlanta United changed their coach and the Falcons changed theirs and all the Hawks had an unbelievable amount of success, well, next up on the chopping board is Brian Snicker. I don't subscribe to that theory. I think it's lunacy. One caller we just had last segment said, well, if Snicker wasn't the manager, maybe we're only a game out of first as opposed to five. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, anything is possible, right? Like, you never know. You can't. That's the thing about when you talk about managers or coaches that, you know, could be gone or should have been gone or whatever, however you want to phrase it. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, if another manager was here, then anything is possible. Maybe the Braves are in first place. Maybe they're in last place. Who knows? But all I can tell you is that Brian Snicker is a great leader of this Braves team, plain and simple. I know that that kind of irritates some people because – I don't know. I feel like just baseball fans in general are just unhappy with the manager oftentimes if the team is not in first place. But the bottom line is that the whole clubhouse has a ton of respect for Brian Snicker. And I think it's really interesting because Brian Snicker was never a top player. You know, like he kind of has lived the struggling baseball life. And I think that that's what a lot of these guys respect about him. And he understands how hard this game is. And so he never gets too down on his guys, even when they're struggling. And I think you just have to give him a ton of credit this year for the way he's been able to keep this team together through everything that they've gone through, whether it's the off-field stuff with Marcell Ozuna or the bevy of injuries that they've faced. You know, there's been so many times this thing could have gone completely off the rails. And I think it's actually a testament to Brian Snicker that it hasn't, and he's kind of kept this group together, and they're still fighting. You know, even without Ron Acuña Jr., this team is still fighting and scrapping and clawing out wins, and I think that'll, you know, obviously you credit the players for that, but you have to credit the manager as well for keeping this team together.
1,000% agree. Spot on with Snicker. And I'm not a huge Snicker guy. I think he's just, you know, he's just a guy, but I totally agree with everything you just said. You talk about this team fighting and staying alive. You know, they've been, it feels like, between 3.5 to 5 games out of first place forever. We've got a little bit more with Philadelphia and then that big series with the Mets. By the time that comes to a close, are we going to know everything we need to know one way or the other?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been telling people for about a week now that I can't wait to hear Alex Anthopoulos' press conference that he does after the trade deadline to kind of do the postmortem on what he was thinking during this stretch and whether it was impacting what he was thinking about, whether this team wanted to trade pieces away or potentially add pieces. And of course, we've seen them, you know, add some pieces in Jock Peterson and Stephen Vogt. Those are more pieces to kind of help plug some holes to keep them competitive. But I think that there are going to be some more moves one way or another after that Mets series. I tend to think right now that if you were to ask Alex Anthopoulos, he's kind of probably lining up some potential deals both ways. But I don't think he even knows yet, because I think that that Mets series in particular is going to be so important for what it means for the future of this team this season, because it could swing you either way. It could swing you completely out of contention, or it could swing you right back toward the top of the division. So, I mean, that's how big it is. And I do think, kind of going back to Brian Snicker, really clever play by both he and Alex Anthopoulos to get Max Fried, Charlie Morton and Drew Smyly all throwing against both of these teams, both the Phillies and the Mets in those series. They lined up the rotation so that it would happen that way, and that's a really smart move by them. And you know, the thing with the Mets is that I feel like we've been waiting for them to kind of tail off for a long, or I'm sorry, not tail off, for them to actually get rolling, because they've had so many guys on the injured list all year, but it's just not happening. So you got to feel really fortunate if you're the Braves, and I think that there is a potential that they could be acquiring players to try to make a push toward the second half of the season once the deadline rolls around.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. As you know, you get through the Philadelphia series and then you wrap up with the Mets. If you're only three games out of first, I mean, we're talking literally going into August where, hey, if the Braves sweep a series and the Mets fall on their face, I mean, we're talking about basically a tie for first place. And now all of a sudden it's like, hey, we have a reason to keep watching for the next 6 weeks before football gets going. Joe Patrick is joining us. You mentioned Jock Peterson. Takeaways so far in his short time as a Brave?
I like it. I like the pickup. He's fit in with the clubhouse amazingly well. Like right away, it's almost like he like grew up a Braves fan, the way he's just kind of, you know, plugged himself in and already was, you know, doing all those things that teams do. And so that was a really nice fit. And obviously he got off to a good start, hitting a home run, I think, in his first full game, his first start. You know, he's been hit and miss, but I really like that profile. I think it's something the Braves and Alex Anthopoulos should look into a little bit more, is bringing in some of those left-handed hitters that can take advantage of that short porch that the Braves have out there in right field, those seats of the chop house. You know, we've seen players take advantage of them before, and, you know, Jock Peterson just fits that bill of somebody who has really come in and been able to take advantage of that, but also just, like, playing pretty well so far. So, you know, and I think it was a really clever deal to bring him in because of the fact that he still has tradability. Like, if the Braves are out of it, they could very well just swap Jock Peterson back out to somebody else who needs a bat and get some prospects back. So it was really a very low risk move for the Braves, and, you know, potentially could help, you know, reap rewards for them. But at least he's filling a gap right now, and, you know, you got to give him credit for going out there and doing the best job that he can, replacing a guy who is honestly just irreplaceable, obviously.
Right. Last night, Max Fried, he was grinding. He was less than stellar. What do you make of the season that he's had?
He's had such a weird year. You know, he got off to such a terrible, terrible start to the season after an amazing start season last year. Like in 2020, that pandemic year, he honestly was in Cy Young contention. Like he had to win. The Braves had to win every time he went out to start. And every time he went out there, he was giving them an absolute gem, not using the bullpen at all because they were using the bullpen in so many games last year. And this year has just not been quite the same guy. And he had that really bad start, and then he went on the injured list. And he said that when he went down injured, it gave him kind of a break to look at his mechanics and try to refine, see what was going wrong. And he actually started coming back, but he just hasn't quite had the same kind of consistency that he's had last year. And I tend to think that maybe one of the reasons why is I think a lot of these players this year are dealing with, you know, just the struggles of coming back from not having played a full season last year. And I think that, you know, sometimes that it can just take your body and your mind some adjustments to get used to just playing this grind of a season. So he has come back a little bit stronger, but it's just been the consistency with Fried this year that we haven't, that looks more almost like the 2019 Fried, where you were getting some really good starts, but in between some of those starts, you had some real struggles. So, you know, hopefully he can iron those out and give the Braves some more of the good ones. Because when he is good, he is as good as anybody in Major League Baseball. I firmly believe that.
Joe Patrick joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Joe, one of the bright spots earlier in this past week in the Padres series was Touki Toussaint, and I thought he was really dialed in. Should there be any expectations for this guy? I mean, he's still only 25 years old, and he looked really good against a good San Diego team.
Yeah, that was amazing to see. And I got to say, you know, just hearing Touki speak after that game, I really felt a difference because he's had a couple gems like that before. He had one specifically last year that I remember. And I remember after the game, when he threw that game, he came in, was talking to reporters, and it was kind of like he didn't like understand how or why he was able to be so effective. And, you know, he really seemed to me to have a much different demeanor this time. He seemed to have a really good grasp on what he wanted to do, you know, what the game plan was for him going in, and he was able to execute that game plan. And honestly, for Touki, the arm talent is so good. And he said, he was like, all I got to do is throw strikes. You know, everybody knows that, you know, if I can just throw strikes, throw my pitches for strikes, that I'm going to be effective. And that's exactly what he was. And I think it's really good for the Braves for a couple of reasons, and Tukey for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, it gives him a better chance to possibly break through in this rotation. But if we're talking about potentially, you know, making trades, then if you're going to acquire pieces, you might need to trade away somebody like Tukey. And, you know, he obviously just went out in the shop window and showed teams what he's capable of. So I'm not saying that the Braves like are looking to move him out of town or anything, but it certainly does help for him to come up to the major league level and immediately make such a big impact in the one game that he's pitched so far. But right now the Braves need all the help they can get. So I'm sure that, you know, we'll continue to see him here down the stretch.
All right, Joe, you've got five stripes duty today as Atlanta United takes on the Columbus Crew. When you look at this team right now and you look at the table, there's only four clubs that have two wins on the year. I'm going to go on a limb here and say the draw is a good option if you like to wager on soccer. I'm going to bet the draw today. Your thoughts, Five Stripe and Crew.
I like the cheeky draw bet. I like it. I like it. Now, that is kind of been a trend for Atlanta United here as of late. But, you know, I think that this team really is kind of has the potential to get in the groove. You know, they had this incredibly volatile period where they had to fire the coach. And I really feel like this interim coach that they have, Rob Valentino, has done a great job in just kind of giving the group some confidence, and they're getting healthier. They're not completely healthy. In fact, they're still missing a ton of players for this game, but Columbus is missing some players too. But I think that this team has the potential to turn this season around. And while things have not been good so far at all this year, I mean, they're still right in playoff contention. It's kind of like the Braves in that respect, where it's like, as bad as things have gone, there's still everything to play for so far this season. And soccer, you know, this season's only about a third of the way through. So There's still plenty of the season left. There's a transfer window that we're in right now for the team to potentially improve. And so I'm looking forward to a good game here. We got the full stadium open. It should be a fun time.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you for the time. And we'll be following you on Twitter throughout this match. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.